Warning: the boys have little experience in research and no experience in comedy. While we hope you learned something from today's episode, the cases presented are not meant to be the full story. Sources are included in the episode description because God knows the boys did a terrible job of explaining it.
Hello and welcome to Boys on the Case. I'm your third host today, Lucy.
Yeah, I'm Deputy Karaoke.
John.
John.
I can't ever remember.
Sheriff John, right?
Well, I bounce around.
Yeah, your titles change quite frequently.
I'm gonna be Forbidden One, John.
Forbidden One, John. Okay. Punished Lucy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm Punished Lucy.
What do I get like an ethereal name?
Well, you have to earn it, and also you have to learn that words like forbidden aren't ethereal.
What's ethereal then?
Or no, I'm sorry, not forbidden. Punished.
No.
Punished is not ethereal.
Oh, punished gives me some pretty freaky vibes.
Does it?
It do.
She's literally like eye patch, bad solid snake.
I thought it was more like a, like, I'm punished for, like, the sins of my life
type shit. That's also bad, punished, solid snake, I think.
Hey, we're not here to discuss my past,
all right?
We literally
talk about her, like, killing people and, like, hey, getting fires out of barrels and shit.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
That was before she was
saved.
Read
a book, Jeremy. One with a lot of words in it, I think, would help.
That sounds like a lot.
It's not.
It is.
People have been doing it. The whole time.
The whole time?
As far as we know, because before books, history is not recorded.
We didn't know about books before they started writing books.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah? Is that the logic?
Yeah, because once they knew about it, they did it. Right?
Yeah, yeah, that checks out.
And I'm counting, like, cuneiform tablets as books.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
the same
Text.
Thing.
Yes. Yes.
It was the, what do they call it when it's like, it's like you put out the first one. It's like just it's proof of concept.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a pilot.
Tablets were the proof. they're the proof of concept for books.
Okay, that makes sense.
And we came back to tablets.
Oh,
yeah. Has anyone thought about that?
Oh my God.
Has anyone brought that up before?
No, I don't think so.
That's man.
Yo.
Well, welcome to Boys on the Case, the investigative comedy podcast where you, the listener, send us, the boys, questions to answer to the best of our ability. That's the first time I've squeezed all of that into one sentence.
I know. It's incredible.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
After a year.
You just needed lots and lots of practice.
Yeah.
So much practice. This is easy. But yeah, we have a question this week, and it's a spoopy one because it's October.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. I have a feeling that you're going to be upset with me, John.
That's a good instinct.
Yeah. You typically are, but more so this week.
Why?
Because it's about a topic that I have very little experience with.
Ooh, and let me guess, I probably have more so.
Correct.
Ooh.
Well, what about me? What about me? Do I
now,
know?
I think you're going to identify with me on this question a lot, too.
Oh.
So this is a good pair up for this episode.
Okay.
So our...
I'm intrigued.
Our question...
Hey, before we start, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
On Halloween, our commentary movie episode comes out.
Yes.
Where you play it, you listen to us talk over a film. There's a poll on the last episode.
On Spotify
called It's Our Boyiversary. You can go in the episode description on Spotify and vote for what movie you want to watch us. No. I'm trying to figure out how movies and sound work. What movie you want to watch while we watch it at a different time and talk over it.
And you listen
and
while
you listen.
Watching.
Yes.
Yes. We're not really there with you. Do not be frightened.
Close your eyes and maybe it'll feel like it.
Well, no,
but then
because
they can't
then you
watch
can't see
the
movie. That's so fucking stupid.
Man.
The premise is so simplistic.
Why don't we start a podcast?
How do we jump our own shark?
I mean, you could also play it and not watch the movie.
Anyways.
I'm sure that would be entertaining as well.
That's great, Lucy.
But...
So anyways.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
I feel like both of you have somehow.
Anyway, go vote.
The poll closes on Wednesday.
Yes, okay.
I thought the poll was in the description for every episode. It's just for
that one.
The episode 44.
Okay, that
makes
sense.
It's our boyiversary. I double-checked that.
Yeah, go to our previous episode. Go vote so you can watch that movie with us.
The thing is in the lead. By a handful of votes.
Is that the
good one?
The good one.
I mean,
okay.
And the Evil Dead is right behind it. It's also good, but it's funny.
Okay.
So Evil Dead fans, if you want that.
If you're listening. Yeah. If you're out there.
Then go do that one. And I just came up with the name for the episode because the last one was called War on Christmas. We did the Christmas one. Yeah. This one's going to be called Booze on the Casket.
Oh my God.
It's like Scary Boys on the Case.
The letters are the same.
Do you get it? Yeah. It's the same abbreviation.
Oh boy. Well, we have a spooky one for y'all this week. And it's from Katie, our super fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, she writes, "Hey, boys, I'm a bit worried about how you knew about my new tattoo. It's Punish Lucy holding up the boys while standing on a case."
A great tattoo.
A great tattoo. Anyways, October is here, and that means spooky times. My question is, why do people like scary things? Why do people like to get scared? I, who can't watch BuzzFeed Unsolved too late at night, otherwise I'll freak myself out, even though I know that murder from the 1920s won't come kill me.
You don't know that.
I don't understand why people like scary things or purposely getting scared. Isn't regular scary enough without killer clowns or being hunted by a guy in a mask? Sincerely, I guess I'm your super fan now.
Okay.
I love that.
Three things.
Yes.
First, I think it's really funny that when people start dressing up like clowns and scaring people, that it literally forced McDonald's to get rid of Ronald.
Okay. Yeah.
They had to axe him because of that.
That was early 2020, right?
No,
what?
What? When the clown thing started happening?
No,
that was like 2015.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Shit. I've missed a lot.
Apparently. Yeah.
COVID did a number to you.
Jeremy started huffing glue and...
The world was ending. What is that supposed to do?
That was 2012.
That's all he did.
The world was ending.
2020. Oh, my God.
All he did was huff glue during the lockdown.
Anyways, guys.
I did work on my cosplay quite a bit in my bedroom.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we put our minds together. We got rid of Ronald. So how the fuck are there still Republicans in Congress?
Oh, my
Second
God.
Of all.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ba-dum-ts.
Second of all, Katie doesn't know that those unsolved murderers won't come and get her.
From the 1920s?
They're not solved.
From the 1920s,
but
though.
But you can't say... They didn't get him.
But they can't be alive.
Or they raised the kid to do it.
Oh, it's like the family business.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's a mantle.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? You think there's one Zodiac killer? Wait, get your head out your ass.
It's Ted Cruz, obviously.
He's the second one.
He's the second one?
He's the second one.
Clearly. Wait, I think that they actually did find the Zodiac killer.
Allegedly.
And his name's like Bob or something?
That's lame.
Yeah. I need to investigate that further, but... Google that. I think that they found the Zodiac killer.
We'll talk about it in November.
All right.
Yeah.
We've digressed too hard.
Okay. So in order to keep things...
Wait, what was number three?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I got so worked up about the fact that Jeremy had like a stroke. And thought an event from like 5 or 6 years ago was from like a year ago.
That's a typical thing that happens to people.
Okay.
What?
You made people with, like, a gas leak.
Oh, my God. All right, so in order to keep things simple, we're going to primarily focus on horror movies. Mm-hmm. This same kind of thing applies to other horror mediums, but horror movies are the most widely consumed in the genre.
Okay.
So horror is defined by its purpose of inciting traditionally negative emotions, such as fear, dread, or terror. Yeah. What's up?
Last episode, I opened by not defining it. And I was like, I don't think we need to.
I just wanted to.
So
okay.
that's
this is what I do,
is
John.
That's a perfect microcosm.
That's our show.
Yeah, that's the whole show, isn't it? We're not going to define it. We don't need to. Next episode,
I'm
going to
define
some things.
So this is
as if we just recorded it. There's not that much. At most, there's like six days in between these.
It's important. Okay. It's important to the
story.
But
the fact you forgot. And then you have to edit them. You hear it twice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So this isn't to be confused with thrillers, which are more focused on dramatic tension rather than the scare itself. Because they get thrown up interchangeably a lot.
Okay, so spook versus tension.
Yeah. So the weird thing is, generally, the scarier the horror movie is, the better. For a horror film to be good at what it does, it has to incite those negative emotions with high intensity.
This is true.
Simply put, the scarier horror films are the quote-unquote best horror films. So I have examples like The Shining, The Exorcist, Blair Witch Project.
Okay, but Blair Witch, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was like
up on that list.
It was It was groundbreaking for its time because of the found footage aspect.
The Shining?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I would agree with Jeremy on that. What the fuck?
It totally like changed the horror genre.
Shining changed movies.
Yeah, I think The Shining is not only a great horror movie,
yeah,
but
it's just
like
an incredible film.
Yeah.
Well, the Shining is probably, in my opinion, The Shining is the best horror movie I've seen.
Okay.
And it's not that scary.
Huh. Well, what makes it good then?
It's a Stanley Kubrick film.
So are you saying it's good just as a film, just in general,
yeah,
or is it good
as a horror film?
Both.
Okay. It's a good horror film because it is spooky. You know, there's a part where Jack Nicholson's like,
yeah, he doesn't
look.
You
can't see it, but I'm going to look. And that's scary, right?
It's very scary,
but it's also
yeah.
a good film because it's not just about the scary. It's like, you know, there's intrigue and the character, backstory, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
There's good movie in there.
Right.
Although a lot of horror movies, I feel like, are just about, like, pound for pound, how many times do I jump?
Yes.
Oh, jump scares. Yeah, and I don't think that those are good horror movies.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
So what is it that makes horror movies scary, and why do we like it? So, like any other genre, horror movies.
I don't like it.
I love horror movies.
That's why we brought you on.
And
I got that backwards. I thought you, John, liked horror movies, and you didn't.
No, I hate horror movies.
I hate them too.
Yeah.
But you know so much about them.
Yes. I like. We'll get to it.
I love bad horror movies.
Everybody
like
likes bad horror movies.
Ones.
Yeah.
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 Like Rubber.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only seen parts of it.
That one freaked me out.
The opening scene kills me because it's just narration.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It's been a while since I watched that.
But like any other genre, horror movies have their own tropes used to spook you. And I listed a couple of them that I thoroughly enjoy. So first of all, well, except for this first one, I don't like jump scares.
Okay.
But those are always in horror movies. We have ancient burial grounds, almost always Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it's right behind you. Quote, this old-ass house in the woods is going dirt cheap, and they hung somebody out back, but it's cool.
I'm going to fight you with my hands, because on last week's episode, I talked about that ancient Roman horror story by Pliny the Younger.
Yeah. Little Pliny.
And two of the things you've named out of the three were present in that.
Yeah.
And I just
exactly.
And I was like, it's really trite. And you were like,
I don't know.
I've never heard of it. And now here you are giving a list of, like, the go-to horror tropes.
I know these things
He's
now.
He's learning.
I'm learning.
This will be our last episode.
I did
episode.
My research.
This will be our last
It was
episode.
A good run.
It only took us a year.
Either I will kill Jeremy at the end of this, or we just won't be friends anymore. And I'm not going to edit it, so.
No one will hear this.
Lucy, you've been promoted.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to be full-time a host. Here's the interview process. Do you say dumb stuff that makes me angry?
If
I hope
so,
not.
You're hired.
You're hired. You're in, man.
All right, moving on. We have, quote, the dog knows something we don't.
What?
No, he's right. Dogs always
know. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, okay, but usually they'll start barking. They'll be like, what is it, boy? And they'll open up the door. They'll run outside, and then they usually wind up dead.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of times they just bark, right?
They just freak the fuck
if
out.
If the movie is good. If the dog dies, the movie is automatically bad.
Yeah.
Except John
That's
Wick.
That's solid.
Because that's the inciting incident.
Yeah, it's a revenge flick for the dog.
How do we have a movie if the dog don't die?
It's justice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But going on, we have, quote, the unconvinced authority.
Oh, I love that one.
The cop that you go and run to, they're like, what are you talking about? I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And then they end up dying.
Mm-hmm. Or they just believe him and then die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have, quote, let's split up, gang. Classic Scooby-Doo fashion.
I love that one, though. That's probably something that I would do. I would say, let's
are
split
you serious?
Up so that we can...
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does it seem like
we'll
a good idea?
We'll cover more ground.
what ground do we have to cover?
Okay, well, not split up. It's split up in pairs.
What if there's...
That's literally what they do in Scooby-Doo. Yeah. In fact, one
okay,
of the
and they make it out every time.
Yeah, but one of the groups literally has a giant dog, and it still doesn't work.
It just speaks English.
Does it?
Yes.
Raggy?
Yes, you just did an impression.
I know,
fuck?
As I was saying, does it? And then I remembered that.
Okay.
Ruh-roh. Next one we have is The Last Girl. Do you guys know what that is?
The virgin girl?
Not necessarily.
The last girl. It's how the girl always makes it out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the last one I have is black guy dies first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, oddly enough, also a trope in shark movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh.
Now, there is one.
That's like a monster movie.
Yeah. Deep Blue Sea is a shark movie, and they sidestep that trope by having two black people.
Ooh.
Okay.
One of which dies first.
Right. But it's not LL Cool J who dies first.
I don't remember.
He's in that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think.
Deepest, bluest, my hand is like a shark's fin.
What?
That's the one, right? You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Not really.
He did a, that was the song he did.
Was that like a promotional song for the
no,
movie?
No, it was in the credits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone at home, stick your hand up. Boom, shark fin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Like you're going for a high five, but to the side.
So these tropes all have something to do with the plot or the narrative.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to make a list of media for y'all to consume so somebody somewhere can understand my references.
Yeah, because I've never seen
that. I'm sure someone in the audience does, but it just bugs me. That it's, okay, but I haven't seen it either.
No. What?
I just know what happens.
How do you know what happens?
I don't remember.
It's just in there.
It's just in there.
Somewhere in there.
So all these tropes have to do with the plot and the narrative and aren't necessarily unique to horror films. But
yeah.
What do scary movies do differently? So one thing they do differently is sound design. This goes beyond just the creepy music, but the sounds that aren't necessarily happening in the scene but are added for dramatic effect.
Mm.
Two examples of these are the water phone and the theremin. These are two different instruments.
Mm-hmm. Theremin sounds creepy as shit.
Okay, dude. We'll get to that. So first of all, the water phone is like a cylindrical percussion instrument where it's like it looks like a bowl drum thing, and it has a bunch of poles coming up, kind of
like
on
a tambourine,
rim.
Just like my dick.
Yes. But then you take a bow from like a violin, and you like scrape it across the bars, and it makes weird noises as you tilt it because there's
is
water.
It like,
in it. No, it's more like the swing like noises. Yeah.
What's that thing? It's like the nightmare box. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's just
what?
Like a box of different things that just make horror movie sounds.
Oh, yeah. I've
called,
like seen
the nightmare
people.
Box.
I have never heard of that.
Well, I'm glad I could do your research for you.
Thanks,
Jeremy.
Bud.
Yeah.
But the theremin, also known as the aether phone, is cool
no,
as shit.
No one calls it that.
It's a name.
No one calls it.
But it was invented in 1919 by a Russian physicist. And it's basically a box, and on one end, there's like a metal rod,
mm-hmm.
and there's another one on the other side. So it puts electrical current through both rods, and depending on the proximity of your hands to the rods, it changes the pitch and the volume.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so you're
cool.
Over here just like playing around in the air, not touching the instrument.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
The coolest shit I've ever seen.
I want one.
You probably heard it before.
And this was dude is like early 20th century Russia.
Yeah.
Probably hung as a witch.
But you've definitely heard this sound before because if you think about like the 50s and like those alien movies, like, ooh, wee.
Yeah, it's
that's the theremin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That weird thing that you're like, I can't picture what would make that noise.
Would it be also like played in the Twilight Zone or something?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
back then it was hip and new.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, some witch in Russia made this weird electric noise box. And it's free because they hung him.
Oh no!
Yeah, so you don't have to pay the copywriter anything.
Oh my god! Earlier when you said he was probably hung like a witch, for some reason
you were thinking you thought he had a big old hog.
And I was like, that I don't know. I was like, I've never heard that expression like a witch. I was
hung like
hmm.
A witch.
I should have said hung until death. Like they
well,
always like they always do in the decree.
I mean, if you're hung when you're like alive, you're gonna be hung when you're dead.
That's what they always say. They're like your sentence is being hung at the hanged at the neck until death.
Yeah, I just want to say that hung is not the proper grammatical way to say that. It's always hanged.
Hanged.
Yeah. So that's why I misunderstood you, John.
She's so cool.
Hanged until mild discomfort. That's how I want to go.
That
out.
Would be immediate.
It's over instantly.
It's like you drop the thing. All right, get him down. Hope you've learned your lesson.
Yeah. Ooh, a rope burn, yeah. So researchers found that horror movies tend to use noises that are awfully similar to frantic noises made by scared animals.
Mm.
Harsh and irregular. On the other end, horror movies tend to lean into dead silence, initially used as a subversion of usual sound design rules.
Yeah, that's usually what gets me more than anything is the silence, because I'm just like waiting for something, for a loud like sound or like something to pop out, or
just like in the Mike Flanagan film Hush when the fire alarm goes off.
Oh yeah,
sure.
That was a good one.
I'm gonna open up a Craigslist post looking for cultured podcast hosts. You are aware of things.
You won't find them, John.
Have seen at least four movies.
That's impossible. So going on, we're going to go to visual design. Movies in general use the same tricks to manufacture suspense, such as Dutch angles, which are when the camera is slightly tilted to the side. Like it's like at an oblique angle. Extreme close-ups, where your brain is desperately trying to find out what the rest of the scene looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then we have lower angles. When you view somebody from a lower angle, much like Lucy does, it evokes fear.
Wow.
Or a sense that they
have
some power.
Did you write that in your notes?
I actually did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's good. Great, man. Yeah.
Just for reference, I'm 5 feet tall.
She's exaggerating.
Damn, you going after me today.
No, he's right, though. That's some embellishment.
And then going on, we have expectations. From what I've read, the best horror flicks lie to you. The best way to scare someone is to disarm them and make them feel like they're safe.
Yeah, like the stupid scene where you're like, when they're like looking in something in the cabinet and then they like push back the mirror.
Yeah.
And then you expect something to be behind them, but then it's not. And then they turn and then it's over there.
Okay, but that's happened so many times that doesn't count anymore.
I know. The mirror thing is so overdone.
All of it is. Yeah. Unfortunately, they crank the shit out.
I know.
So, good horror movies will take advantage of lighthearted moments to try and terrify you. For example, in Alien, everyone's just sitting around a table eating and, like, laughing and shit like that. And then the dude starts choking, and then the alien pops out of his chest.
Oh, yeah.
It was a subversion. It was like, oh, this is a nice scene. They're having fun. Yeah. Oh, no, he's dead.
I remember, like, I can't remember the name of the movie, but you know what I'm talking about, John. It's, like, it's near the end, and there's, like, a guy sitting with, like, his wife or girlfriend or something, and then all of a sudden you see like the red demon behind him.
Oh, Insidious.
Yes, Insidious.
The first Insidious.
Yes, and it's like kind of just out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that scared the shit out of me.
That seems very scary.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A long time ago, Insidious was scary and original.
It was.
It's been a minute.
When did that come out? 2013?
No, I feel like it's earlier than that.
2009.
Something like that. Insidious is old. Mm-hmm. It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jeremy, I'm so glad we got you to do this one.
Yeah, I know.
We really fucked the schedule somewhere.
Anyways, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about jump scares and why they can be good and bad.
Ah!
Fucking nice.
Gotcha.
Jeremy, do you like magic?
A little bit.
What about assassins?
Not as much.
Secrets?
Yes.
Angst.
Oh.
What about death?
No.
Okay. Well, fuck, man. I get. What about North African inspired fantasy, Ross?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Then I have a book for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
It's actually written by my good friend, K.E. Andrews.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Assassin of Grins and Secrets.
The Assassin of Grins and Secrets.
Yes. And I did talk to her, and she did not say that we could say was the Assassin of Grins and Secrets and Magic and Angst and Death.
Oh, that would have been a much better title.
Much better title, but unfortunately, it is not.
Boo.
Yes. Now, this is a book promotion.
Oh.
Yeah.
An ad.
Yeah. No, we're not being paid.
Oh.
We're promoting it because I think it's going to be a good book.
Oh, okay.
And it's written by a dear friend. If you're unlike Jeremy, if you're cultured and those things seem interesting to you, then you need to go and cop this book, okay?
What's it called again?
It's called The Assassin of Grins and Secrets.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It follows the story of an assassin seeking revenge for her ravaged homeland as she teams up with her enemy's son and loyal servant to destroy him from inside the safety of his own walls.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's not going to fucking expect it. I mean, that's assuming they succeed.
Right.
I'm not sure yet.
I haven't read it
because it's not out yet.
Oh.
Yes, but if you're just like me and you're horny to find out what the secret is,
absolutely,
then you can pre-order it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Oh, shit. It's on Amazon.
It is. It comes out on October 28th of this year of our Lord. Amen. 2021.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Noise.
Yeah, so go ahead and pre-order that now. And when you do, if they have a... I don't know if they have a thing that says you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, where you like in pizza deliveries?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do say that I said to.
Oh. Wow.
Just so... K.E. Andrews knows I actually did it. I don't presume that they'll listen.
I don't usually read books, but I'm going to read this one.
Same. I'll put down the Wheel of Time for this one. It's fine. I only have like 12 more books in that series.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, but if you like podcast, you'll like this book.
Yeah, I'm not sure if...
No, I'll run with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you like podcast, you'll like this book.
Yeah. All right, so jump scares. I hate jump scares with a passion. John, do you like jump scares?
No, I mean, that's kind of the point, right?
No, actually.
I have to be in the mood. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, like, give me a good jump scare. And then sometimes I'm like, I just want to, like, enjoy the movie and, like...
jump scares suck because they are, like, it makes you feel the bad part of being scared almost entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it's a split second of, like... don't know if the threat is credible to you, right? I don't know if it can actually hurt me or not. And then you get there and it's not, but it's also cheap as shit.
It can be.
I would say at this point, at this point it's cheap as fuck.
It depends on like the jump scare, like in Hereditary. And if anybody's seen that, you know, the scene I'm talking about with the head, that to me was like, a great jump scare.
Is that a jump scare?
I don't know. It was just like the shift of the, like it just went to that image.
Right. Well, it hard cuts.
Hard cut. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
But the thing itself doesn't move.
It doesn't.
I feel like hard cuts can be considered jump scares.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that one's earned though.
Oh, okay. When we were watching some gameplay of a video game last night, mm-hmm. What was it called?
Poppy's Playtime.
I jumped a couple times.
It's like it's like the new hot indie horror game amongst the Five Nights at Freddy's youth.
Okay. All right. That sounded familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's interesting because it hasn't had like 7 years to fuck itself. Quite in the way.
Metaphorically that... and.
It seems a lot more fun to play.
It actually has some mechanics.
I don't know. I'm not. Horror games.
We'll watch it.
Not good for me.
It's silly. But anyway, there's this like giant blue monster thing. And then at one point he's like chasing you through the vents, and it got me a couple times. It got me a couple times.
Thanks.
I'll admit it. It was good.
But jump scares are basically those moments. They're an evolved version of a ghost saying boo, like back in the day. These are almost always accompanied by some sort of musical hit or noise. Movies tend to get a lot of flack for either the overuse or the misuse of jump scares.
John, why are you laughing?
Because there was some motherfucker in like 1880 or something that someone went like boo and they were like, fuck, that's scary.
What does that even mean?
It wasn't like something at some point. It was a real thing.
Now, did the ghost boo come before the disapproving boo? Which one came first?
It definitely wasn't the disapproving boo.
No, I think...
Oh, you mean like people just go boo.
Yeah.
When they like are like, boo and performer. Yeah,
like booing.
I feel like that's got to...
I don't know, researcher man.
Well, that wasn't pertinent to the question.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
Interesting information, though, that you could have acquired.
It is.
Wow. Thanks, guys. I thought we were friends.
We are.
Are we?
Yeah, I offer constructive criticism.
Oh, you right. Thanks, Lucy.
I've been dead for 12 years.
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
So from what I can tell, the best jump scares make calm moments of the film just as scary as the action-y moments of the film because it teaches you to keep your guard up the whole time.
Yeah.
I hate them because they work on me 99% of the time. And I hate getting spooked. I've been mainly focusing on horror movies, but people also enjoy horror novels the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Especially from authors like Stephen King.
Yep, I'm a big Stephen King fan. Although he's, you know, he's gotten older.
I mean, hey, dude, those six good ones are good.
Yeah, when he was on that cocaine.
Yeah, dude, he would rip a fat line. He'd go skiing and then come back and be like, and then the 13-year-olds fuck. And everyone was like, this is so good.
Okay, it was pretty good.
This is way better than the other ones.
Oh, man.
I've never been able to wrap my head around that bit. I don't understand. And that's at the end of the first half of it, correct?
No, that's the end of the whole book.
That's the end of the...
It ends with a child orgy?
I'm pretty sure,
yes.
Yeah.
A teenage
orgy. Oh, wait.
Children.
Oh, wait, it might be the first time. I don't
and
remember.
And then in the movie, changed it to, like, the kids spitting in their hands and shaking on it. And I was like, that's way better. That's a much better ending, guys. Holy shit.
Yikes.
Yeah, great author, man.
Yeah, never seen it, never read it. I'm good.
Okay, the It movie from 1990 with Tim Curry, beautiful. He did so well.
Jeremy, I'm gonna need you to feign that you have seen some films just so that we don't have to keep doing this. That one, never seen it. never even heard of that one.
Sure.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Did you see the new one,
Lucy?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I was about to say, you're almost as bad as he is because you keep lobbing him up for it.
I know. I just expect much more from him.
So,
you're not going to address that?
Trying to keep my head up.
This has turned into a horror movie for Jeremy.
Yeah. So, I was going to take this time to make fun of people that get scared by reading. But then I remembered I am one of those people.
Dude,
scary
shit's scary. Yeah.
Scary book. I quite like scary books.
I love scary books. The scariest book I've ever read was Misery by Stephen King. And it was really just like the tension that it induced in me. Like I could not read that before I went to sleep. It would just keep me up. Like I was so anxious reading it.
I read Haunting on Hill House.
Oh, I forgot you read that.
Years ago. That was probably the scariest book I ever read.
Oh, wow.
See, I've never read or been into scary books, but I did get into the subreddit No Sleep for a while.
Oh, yeah.
There's some good stuff on there.
I remember there was one story that had something to do with an orange, and it scared the fuck out of me. Don't ask me what it was about, but I knew there was an orange involved.
Was it the annoying orange?
I wish. But, hello?
Sorry, let me get it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, guys. It was the mail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, Lucy, your results came in.
Results?
What was it?
Let me see.
Results for what?
You want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay. So Lucy just got a medical test done.
Oh,
let's see
shit.
What it says. Wow. Well, Lucy, it says here you tested negative for funny.
Oh my God, Lucy, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, Lucy, I'm sorry.
Lucy.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep the show going. But
hey, if you or your loved one has ever been
diagnosed of being not funny,
know that it's Not Funny Awareness Month.
Yeah,
and we're here to support you.
I'm the representation.
Can I? I'm gonna go wildly off topic.
Okay.
Lucy and I were just at a wedding, and you know the pastor's doing his cool thing, where he's like calling down the power of God to.
You know, officiate.
To bond to people so they can finally fuck. And he's like, you know, he does the whole spiel. And then he's like, it's domestic abuse awareness month. Starts talking about like, he basically is just like, so like using flowery language to be like, don't hit each other. And he takes one of the rings and he holds it up to the sun. He's like, this diamond is perfect. It's unbruised. And then he looks at them and is like, make sure you keep each other like that. And I was like, holy shit.
God.
There's no way they wanted this in their wedding.
Absolutely not.
And then the bride and groom, you know, they go to the tables. Which is a great COVID thing. And and someone said something and the bride was like, well, apparently it is Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. So and I was just like, holy shit, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Came up with this in the car.
See, my dad has done a similar thing. He helped MC a wedding a couple weeks ago, and at the reception, he gets the mic. People haven't been fed yet. Everybody's been waiting for a while. It's like hundreds of people. You know, great for COVID. And he gets on the mic, and he's like, "We had a plan for the kids to be taken care of, for there to be a daycare, and it's not working. This area, Atlanta, is a hub for child sex trafficking."
Oh my God.
If you do not know where your child is right now, find out.
Oh my God.
Get them and make sure you know where they are. We are next to the highway. We are next to a Walmart. It's like, wait, a Walmart?
Now, Jeremy, when you graduated and you had a party for that, there was a gentleman, a family friend who emceed, who also was like, "Hey, watch after your kids. It's great that they're playing, but what if they fell down the stairs and died?"
Kenyans are ruthless, man.
And he kept going on. He was like, "I love kids. I love kids.
But I don't like it when they break their necks and die in front of their parents." Holy shit. Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. I like that.
That's some scary stuff.
That's
there.
Scary right there. Yeah.
Don't let me around a microphone. I'll make a speech. Okay, so back to reading and being scared by books. Mm-hmm. Horror novels are often deemed way scarier than the movies due to the intimate nature of how you're involved with the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So you read it by yourself. It all takes place in your head. Mm-hmm. And the intense scenes can last hours instead of seconds.
Yeah.
But in general, the question remains the same. Why do people like to get scared? It turns out...
I don't.
Yeah.
I do.
Horror movies are basically drugs for your brain. Yeah, right? When say, a jump scare happens in the movie, most viewers will have their fight or flight response triggered, right? The difference is people who enjoy scary movies tend to get a stronger dopamine response from the fight or flight stimulus than somebody who just gets scared. So the people that enjoy scary movies, whenever they get the fight or flight response, they get a bigger dose of dopamine. And it's just like, oh, this is good. This is good. That this is happening. Huh.
Isn't it like, because when you get spooked, your body just basically throws up a bunch of chemicals, right?
Absolutely.
And then your body assesses, oh, I'm not actually in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have the drugs.
Yeah.
Sorry, chemicals. But you know you're good.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So usually scary movies are only enjoyable because you're constantly aware that none of it is actually happening.
Yeah.
Your brain is actually doing a really super quick threat analysis to assess whether or not that jump scare was worth you shitting yourself or not. Those who thoroughly enjoy a good scare are referred to as sedentary adrenaline junkies. Meaning that you like adrenaline rushes without doing the physical activity.
Oh, yeah. That's totally me. You kidding? I don't want to move.
I don't want to get up, but I would like a reward.
Yeah.
Please. I would like a treat.
As a
yeah.
treat. Researchers believe that horror fans love vicarious experiences where they basically test run life-threatening situations mm-hmm. by watching characters do it on screen.
Lucy loves vicarious situations.
Oh, really?
I do.
Lucy likes to watch people eat.
Yeah. Like, and not eat just, like, normal food. I like to watch them, like, absolutely gorge themselves.
Oh, my God. Do you like mukbang videos?
That's literally it.
Yeah. I'll watch some of those.
I hate those.
I don't mind it. I don't mind mouth noises.
I like when people eat and they look at the camera and they make eyes at me. And I'm like, And then they're like,
No.
And I'm like...
I don't like the noises.
Like, bro,
but...
that's enough barbecue sauce to kill a horse.
Yeah.
That don't look good.
There's this one Asian dude that I used to watch sometimes, and his videos were always, like, completely silent. Like, he wouldn't say anything, but he would, like, put all the food out, and then it would just be him eating in silence. And, like, the food always looked good. He didn't eat it gross, you know.
I was, like, the one where the women eat large amounts of seafood.
Oh my God.
Ew.
And they dip it into copious amounts of like dipping sauces.
They make that special sauce. I don't remember the name of it.
But
it's
like a certain sauce. I watched a clip of a woman eat like 8 pounds of crab legs.
And then she had like long nails.
And she was dipping it into like ranch. Like a huge tub of ranch.
That's not okay.
And I was like, we should send this out to space to scare off any would-be alien.
That'll do it. That will do it.
Yeah, we're going to invade that one. We just got an incoming transmission.
Especially if the aliens look like crustaceans.
Yeah, like crab people.
Those guys are huge.
Yeah, they throw up. Crap, Jesus, we can't. This is sick. This is absolutely sick.
A planet of demons.
Yeah. Just, that white substance is that. That's right. The holy liquid that we all.
Oh, no.
That we all love because we have one crab religion. My sweet crab god. Stay away from there.
Rob.
O crab, for art thou in the ocean. Blessed be thy claws. they name all their like kegs and shit like Snippers. Snippers the 14th. He was known for his brutality back in the Clam Wars.
The Clam Wars.
Yeah.
I'm well, sweating.
Not to be confused with the Ku Klux Klan.
No!
They were clam supremacists.
Hand over your badge, John. You're off the force.
And if you're confused because you're like, but in real life, the clam was Christians, and we know the crabs are Christians. Jesus wasn't white.
Jesus was a crustacean.
Jesus
yeah,
was
he
a
was
crab.
Not no clam.
Jesus was a crab.
We've strayed so far.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I don't like watching those women eat like nasty seafood, okay? I like the polite mukbangers.
Lucy's getting ahead of this so that we do have peaceful relations with the Holy Crab and Empire.
I like it when they eat your people politely.
Yes. Not so messy.
You think they get here to see the state of the ocean and they're like, oh, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
What are you people doing?
Oh, God. Yeah.
They came from monkeys?
Oh, no.
Why don't they live in trees?
Why don't you eat fruit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry,
so
where are we in the question?
We're talking about vicarious experiences.
Yeah.
So this relates closely to like how people are morbidly curious.
Oh no!
Please see episode 10, an important announcement about regarding beaver ass for more details. Now, SciShow mentioned something called a quote need for affect, where people differ on how intense they like to feel emotions. People with a higher need for affect, on average, enjoyed horror movies more than lower affect needs. Researchers also find that highly empathetic individuals don't enjoy horror movies as much as the average person.
Oh my god.
Does that ring a bell for anybody?
It's starting to.
I always assumed I was pretty empathetic.
I did too, but
you can still be empathetic in like horror movies, but like on average, if you are a highly empathetic person, you're less likely to enjoy horror movies because you watch it and you feel what the characters are feeling.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I am empathetic to a fault.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Well,
not listening to this podcast.
No.
Well, one thing that I do, like if I do feel myself starting to get scared in a scary movie, I will just start thinking about how it is a movie and how they like how those are actors and like how they created this scene or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for me to take myself out of the horror movie like that.
Yeah, most of the studies I saw when people are aware that the movie is just a movie, then it becomes way more enjoyable. Less scary.
That's what I do when I watch them mostly.
For a lot of people, it is found that when you watch a horror film and you make it all the way through the end of it, you get a feeling of accomplishment because you survived the film. That's for me at least.
I don't really feel that.
But that's mostly because I don't like horror movies, and so whenever I get roped in to seeing one,
it's like thank God it's over.
Yeah. There's like some elation to being like done.
I usually feel let down to some extent, mostly because I always want it to be more scary than it is.
So what's the scariest movie you've seen then?
Hereditary was very scary. When I was younger, The Fourth Kind.
Okay, I've heard a lot about that one.
That alien movie. But aliens already kind of freaked me out to begin with. I thought The Shining was very scary. But I think it was mostly the music and a lot of the camera angles for that one. What else? I don't know.
John, do you have a favorite horror movie?
It's probably The Shining.
Shining.
Yeah. I think it's I like horror elements to films.
Okay.
But I don't like horror films.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's probably The Shining. I think that's probably the best.
It's just it's a good film.
It's not just a good film. It's an incredible film.
It's an incredible film.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick just kind of hopped genres. And I perfected that one. I'll try sci-fi now.
Yeah, sure. Elements of 2001 A Space Odyssey that like freaked me the fuck out.
No, they're horrific. Yeah. Like the whole thing with the monolith. There's that one scene on the moon where the astronauts find this monolith buried on the moon, mm-hmm. and there's just like this building operatic choir that by the time they get to like they're standing in front of it, it's just like deafening.
Yeah.
And then there's like this, what would you even describe it? It's like a ringing noise mm-hmm. that's even louder as all the astronauts like grab their heads and stuff. And, like it's in the movie and in the score. Very scary.
I don't know if this is like scientifically like backed up, but I think that a lot of the stuff that is the scariest when it comes to sound is the stuff that you can't immediately recognize.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's making that sound.
That makes sense. Because really, horror, if you think about it, is just, like, taking the way that our monkey brains react to things and weaponizing them.
Yes, absolutely.
And sounds you recognize are fine.
That's good.
Sounds you don't recognize...
bad.
Are terrible. Even right here, like our cat Stan, who's just an asshole, will make a noise in the other room, and my monkey brain's like, "What the fuck was that?" It's Stanley the cat, and my monkey brain's like, "A cat?" I'm like, "No, they've changed.
They're a lot smaller now.
They're much smaller now.
You feed them, but not with your body.
Yes, you don't nourish them in the final way. In like the earth giveth, the earth taketh kind of sense, right?
I remember I came over one time and I forgot like Stan was a thing. Uh-huh. And like he like made some loud noise, and I was just so weird. Like I jumped. I was like, "What the fuck was that?" And you were just like, "It's probably Stan."
It's probably Stan.
All right, you have a cat. That's cool. Basically, horror stuff makes you feel alive, which I'm told is generally like a good desired state. Yes, John.
Now I've also, not to interrupt.
Uh huh.
But I'm gonna talk instead.
Of course, yeah.
I have seen. I don't know if you talk about this at all, but I have seen that. Being in a scary experience where other people are enjoying it makes you more likely to enjoy it.
Yes, because it's more of a social aspect at that point.
I read that it was because I've vaguely researched mm-hmm. this for funsies.
For funsies.
Because I'm like, I hate it.
do you tend to research stuff that you hate?
Well, no, I'm saying I hate being scared.
Okay.
I tend to research things that I feel and I'm like, why do I feel it this way and someone else feels it mm-hmm. that way? Gotcha. Like Lucy loves it. I hate it. Mm-hmm. We're very similar in a lot of ways.
Okay.
So I'm like, what's the big difference? Especially because she's just like so small and little and defenseless, so it's like you think she'd be more prone to fear.
Whatever.
Like Lucy didn't like being chased. Like even if she's playing tag.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
It scares the shit out of her.
Like I will literally pee my pants.
Oh no.
Yeah, so, it's I don't know what it is. I hate that.
So that made me think. Like, well, why do I hate this? If I can be chased in a game and Lucy can't be, and I read that part of it was like the way your brain, like. It looks to people, and it's like, if I'm on a roller coaster and a person next to me is terrified, I'm more likely to be terrified because that's one of the ways my brain is like, is this safe?
Yeah.
That person's freaking out, so I'm freaking out.
Right.
And then, but if the person next to me is enjoying it, my brain's more likely to enjoy it because like we're good because that person
It's disarming.
Good. Mm-hmm.
What?
It disarms you.
Well, like, no, it's more so like it's part of your threat analysis is looking to other humans.
Right. You're reading the room.
That's why I used to do this when I was younger. I would go to the Blockbuster and I would pick out like the scariest movie I could find, and then my parents would pick out a movie that they wanted to watch, and they would like watch whatever they wanted to watch in the living room, and then I would go in my room, turn all the lights off, and play the movie by myself and watch it.
Brave.
Because I wanted to be scared.
No thank you. That's no.
I don't know. I don't know why.
But you can't play hide and seek with her.
Yeah.
She'll piss herself.
Oh, no.
Because this is vicarious, John. Okay. We are learning.
Sedentary, John.
Oh, yeah. I'm sedentary.
What, like dirt?
Yeah.
Sorry, sedimentary, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so as I've mentioned, I am not a fan of scary movies or scary anything in general. But I think there's a less studied cultural aspect that prevents me from enjoying most scary stuff. Most of the time, it involves people repeatedly making decisions that I would find to be fucking stupid.
Mm.
But when I watched Get Out by Jordan Peele, that got me good, and I loved it. Mostly because it made sense to me, because the protagonist did shit that I would do, mm-hmm. and I would definitely not have survived had I been in his position.
Are you telling me known black man Jordan Peele wrote a believable black character?
He did. He really did.
That can't be.
I honestly think, based on this regular, singular, anecdotal evidence, that everyone has the capacity to enjoy horror media, but it has to be presented in a certain way for each person. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. for Get Out, for me, it was specifically, I don't know if this is a term, racial horror?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, like it was playing on like race relations mm-hmm. between black and white mm-hmm. people that yeah. black people, you know, just navigate on a daily basis. But this mm-hmm. time it was like you said, weaponized. Mm-hmm. As me, who I tend to, I hang with white people a lot. So to be in that situation.
Don't love the way you said it.
Well, and you were Sorry. Looking at John.
Sorry, I frequented my time around white people. I have experience.
Or white passing.
White passing. Yeah. I wasn't referring to
yeah,
you,
I
John.
Ain't white.
You ain't white.
No, I just look it.
You just look it.
I ain't white on the inside.
You know, I got re-vitiligo. It's the opposite of what Michael Jackson had. That lucky son of a bitch.
Oh, God.
That's a pretty good Uncle Ruckus. That's pretty good.
What did you say to me? My name is Uncle Ruckus, no relation. But yeah, that's basically what I found. I think that people get scared because it's literally within our lizard brain to get scared and to like want to do that. But for it's definitely not a generalized thing. It's a case by case basis. Mm-hmm. People are literally biologically not suited for horror movies as much as other people are.
So it's the chemicals.
It's the chemicals. It comes down to the good juice.
And your chemicals can change.
They
because
can.
Because when I was a child, I could ride. What?
What's so funny?
You're just like a doctor. Your chemicals can change.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's just funny. It's just the way you said it.
Well, I consider myself a bit of an expert here on why people like horror, since I'm the only one here who likes horror. So
I don't know. No. I don't like horror movies, but I like scary books, and I like horror overtones
yeah.
and undertones to stories.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
I guess you could say like Outer Wilds, is that the game that we played?
Yes.
It's not a horror game.
No, but it's scary as shit.
Scary as shit. Loved it.
It has horror portions.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But very good.
I think horror storytelling is some of the most interesting.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you right now, I've had sex.
John.
What?
John.
But back when I played D&D.
We're recording this in a church right now.
And it was really nice of Father Matthews to let us.
You better go to confession after this.
Okay, hold on. Let me. All right, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been like 5 hours since my last confession.
What have you done, my child?
I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know.
God knows.
Well, yeah. I would hope. That'd be so embarrassing if you didn't. Can you imagine? Father, are you laughing?
Okay, I'm sorry. You reminded me of something. Okay, so I watched the... I'm sorry, this is not the bit. But I watched the second...
I'm so sexy. I got Jeremy into an honest-to-God bit. And he ran away.
Sorry. I watched the second Croods movie.
Oh my God.
Why?
It was a thing. And there's a worm, like a pet fuzzy worm in the movie. And there's a part where like he's dying. And he's ascending to heaven. And he sees worm God.
Oh my God.
And then like they start resuscitating the worm. So he starts coming back down. And when he looks back at worm God looks surprised.
What the fuck?
And I was like, that has terrible implications.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm now disturbed by the cosmology of the Croods. It's quite interesting.
That kind of reminds me of the scene in the new Space Jam. Spoiler alert. When Bugs Bunny dies. But he's dying for like ever.
Why did you remind me? I can't believe Bugs Bunny fucking dies.
This movie needs stakes. What can we do? I got it. Hear me out.
Let's kill Bugs Bunny.
We kill Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
You're fired. We're keeping that idea.
Well, what does he say at the end? Because he has like
that's
a
all.
That's
folks.
All, folks. It's like, what else would he say?
Well, that's not his. That's Porky Pig.
Oh,
that's Porky Pig's thing.
What's up, Doc? Or did he say that after he came back?
Oh,
well, yes, on the third day.
A spoiler.
Bugs
on the third
back.
Day.
they move the rock and he's like, eh.
Cat got your tongue.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
I like scary things. I just like scary movies.
I wish I could enjoy them more, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
You don't even like cosmic horror, like Lovecraftian kind of shit.
Like in what medium?
I mean any, cuz it's not really like scary, it's like upsetting.
I mean, when like I'm just like reading about the concept of it, it's fine. It's just okay. Like and when it involves a story and I'm expected to invest myself in it, then I can't do it.
Yeah, like, did you ever get scared in some of the campaigns that we did with John? Like, in Lancer?
In,
when
like,
we
tabletop
were,
games?
Yeah, like, when we were underwater?
No, because I had a healthy, like, sense of this is not happening. No, actually, no. I was having an actual physical reaction, yes.
You did, because you got aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I was stressed.
We're just in our living room, and none of it's real. We're rolling.
It's real in our minds.
It's real to me, John.
Yeah, and I don't remember what I said, and Jeremy like jerked, and I was like, "Oh, he's gonna like take a swing at me."
That's why I can't go to haunted houses.
Because that's different. So different.
No, because I read about them before the episode, but like people go to haunted houses for the same reasons, to get scared and whatnot.
Yeah.
But for me, a haunted house, it's like physical. It's less easy to tell whether or not it's an actual threat.
You're there,
and my reaction is to hold up my fist and swing.
Oh my god!
So
gosh.
I have to be in the back in order not to accidentally hit somebody.
I participated in a haunted house one time.
Oh really?
I did too.
I acted in one, and the person I was in the room with was doing a good job, and someone was visibly terrified but was behaving rather aggressively.
Ooh.
And picked up a chair and threw it at the ground and was like, I'm not scared of you. And someone pulled him out. So I can't confirm, Jeremy, you would look like the biggest asshole.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I don't go.
I remember like that happened and then like, you know, they left and we were just kind of chit chatting and I was like, wow, that guy's got a bright future.
See,
that guy's great.
I wouldn't pick up furniture. It's more like a split second. If I don't punch you within the first second, then it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So but still. I just don't like it.
Uh-huh. See, funny. I don't like haunted houses. I like being in them. I've been in them like two or three times, but I don't like being in or walking through them because that requires movement. And
you're sedentary.
I am much more sedentary.
Just like the earth.
Just like the earth.
But yeah.
Well, Katie, I hope that answered your question. I think I actually thoroughly answered this week's question.
I'm willing to say you answered the question this time.
Yeah, that was
that's pretty good, man. Yeah.
Hell yeah, you agreed with
it's
me.
It's been a minute.
Both of you.
If I were to award a badge, I would give it to you.
Oh my god.
Even though John didn't.
I didn't do that.
But still, yeah. You deserve a badge.
But it's pretty embarrassing that I was even in the running.
Have you seen our badge? I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Does Sam have it?
Wait, bitch. No, I don't think she does. I don't think she does. I think it's on a shelf somewhere.
Oh, well. Well,
I hope we didn't lose the small one.
The small
the
one's
cute
gone.
One.
Yeah.
It's gone. But that was Boys on the Case. Hope you enjoyed it. If you got a question for us, you can send it to us at boysonthecase@gmail.com or you can go to our splash page at anchor.fm/boysonthecase. John?
Yeah.
What do they need to do on Spotify?
Yeah, no, I'm paying attention.
No. Tell them huh? What do they got to do on Spotify?
You got to go vote.
Go vote.
Go vote for the movie you want us to watch.
It is your duty as an American.
Mm-hmm.
Are you registered?
To register on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Bam, 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 bam.
And then go vote on the latest episode. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna put the poll again, or is it just going to be?
No, because that's going to be a separate poll.
Ah, damn.
And then people can vote again.
Right.
It's on the Boyversary episode.
Go to the Boyversary episode.
It's right there.
It's right there. There, it's near the
you
top.
You just gotta scroll down.
They're not
like
gonna click
niche.
On it. They don't care enough.
But
it's
also,
fine.
if you're still listening on Spotify, you can also drop in your question for an episode in the Q&A section.
Now, I do like that feature.
It's very nice, very intuitive. But other than that, who do we gotta thank?
Jason Faust.
You don't know him
like I do.
Can I get to know
him? Why would I know? What?
You know him pretty well.
This is like when people treat women as property.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
No, but it's Jason.
Oh my goodness.
You're doing a bigotry.
No, not a bigotry.
You're committing a bigotry.
No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Which community do I apologize to?
Well, the good news is a couple of them are pretty tied up right now.
Is it because of Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm good then.
Yeah, just keep your head low, man.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. All right. Well, Lucy, thank you for coming on this week.
Thanks for having me.
As always, this was Boys in the Case. We'll see you next week. Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.